opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Happy Friday evening to you. I'm Tim Scarborough, and normally we would hear, and I'm Diane Scarborough. No, Diane Morgan. It used to be Diane Scarborough. She's my sister. You know what? She kind of forgot here, Liam. She's standing this up.
I noticed.
Yeah, we got Liam Bryant on the board here tonight.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, man. How's your week been?
It's been solid.
Right on.
I had a little bit of a head cold in the beginning of the week, so that wasn't the greatest way to start it. But
I've been managing. Yeah, no way. Well, hey, this is Shasta Outdoors brought to you tonight by Professional Exterminators and Caliber Office Furniture. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, Shasta Outdoors endeavors to bring to you every Friday evening guests, news, and information about the great outdoors in Northern California. And what exactly is It Does My Soul Well? Well, It Does My Soul Well endeavors to accomplish three things. We challenge you to get outdoors and enjoy God's great creation. We inspire you to get healthy, and we encourage you in your spiritual life. So Shasta Outdoors Radio is our way to challenge you to get outdoors and enjoy things like hiking, kayaking, fishing, hunting, camping, biking, you name it. There's a wide variety of choices, especially here in Northern California. Tonight in the studio, we have with us Dave Munt. Dave is a caver by vocation and recreation. He loves to explore caves, and he's a manager, I believe, at Lake Shasta Caverns, often leading tours and sharing with visitors the wonders of being in a cave. I'm excited to talk with Dave and learn all about caving. I'll be interested to know how many places there are around here to go caving. And so we'll be talking with him a little bit longer. And so, Liam, have you been getting out there doing anything fun?
Honestly, not this week. Mm-hmm. I was trying to just relax.
Okay.
But
did you complete the Bigfoot Adventure Challenge? We've been letting people know.
I know that I promised I would, and I did get really close, and I put in a great effort. I got like 2/3 of them done, but well, I just could not find. I couldn't get it all the way. I could not find the time.
And so that means no socks for you.
No, right? I do get socks.
Oh, you still get socks?
I still get socks. I just have to do three for socks. I just don't get a hat or something.
Oh, okay. So you get socks for doing just three of the trails?
I think so.
And so explain to our listeners exactly what that Bigfoot Adventure Challenge was all about.
Yeah, so the challenge, and I'm not sure all the parties involved, but I know it's like the Redding Trail Alliance. I think Cornerstone Bank helped sponsor it. Mm-hmm. But it was just kind of like an effort to get people outdoors on our trails.
Right.
And so it's just a series of trails that you need to mountain bike to complete the challenge, right?
Right.
Mountain bike or run or gravel bike.
So were most of those trails real close to the Redding area? How far out?
A lot of them were on the West Side Flats. There were a few in Mount Shasta and a few in Weaverville.
Oh, okay. Did you make it up to any of those places?
No, those ones pose a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, I can understand. Yeah. Well, last weekend I went out on Lake Shasta in my kayak and I caught a limit of bass, and so that was a lot of fun. And it was followed by a fish fry, and I had some family over, filleted those bass up, and we had some guests from out of town because Fanny and I had our California wedding reception on Sunday, and so she had friends from Mexico. Her son came from Arkansas, and then my daughter who lives next door, and kids. And so we had us a really nice fish fry. I love that, those spotted bass that you can catch on Lake Shasta. And I did a couple hikes, but today I golfed at the Teen Challenge Golf Tournament. I know this is radio, so people can't see me, but I'm still in my golf outfit. I look good, don't I, Liam?
I think so.
Not giving me a real affirmative here tonight, but I really enjoyed getting out there, Teen Challenge. It's a great cause. It supports the women's and children facility out in Happy Valley, which is for women who have had issues, primarily addiction issues, but it can be addiction to gambling, drug addiction, alcohol. They may have, you know, had some other issues in their life, and to be part of Teen Challenge, which is, I believe, it's 6 to 9 months that they are out there in Happy Valley. If they have children, they can bring the children with them. And it is a fantastic program. It has the highest success rate in the nation. And so pretty amazing program. A lot of the ladies were there helping out with the golf tournament. I really wanted my team to win the golf tournament, but we did not win the golf tournament. But we were, you know, I think 2 under par. You ever golf, Liam?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, we'll need to get you out there sometime.
Maybe we'll make that happen.
I go about once a year at the Teen Challenge Golf Tournament every year. And so it's a lot more challenging than some people think. My wife was teasing me, and I asked her if she ever golfed, and she said no, she's participated in real sports. Real sports. I mean, I think golfing is a real sport, you know. But that was sort of her comeback, and I said, well, I'm going to have to get you out there, and you're going to try it. Now, I did talk to Jeff and Chad out there at Gold Hills, because golfing is definitely one of those wonderful outdoor recreation activities that can be quite fun and quite challenging. It gets you outdoors. And so I'm going to have either Jeff or Chad, the golf professionals from Gold Hills, hoping to have them on here within the next month or so. And it'll be fun just to talk to them. And, you know, I don't know if they can really give us any solid tips or tricks or anything like that when it comes to golfing. But I consider it a fun activity that I don't do enough, and that is for certain. Well, Liam, I think we're going to go ahead and take a break right now. And when we come back, we are going to be talking to Dave Munt, who is a caver. How fun is that going to be? You're listening to Shasta Outdoors.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough. Shasta Outdoors, if you'd like to know more about us, you can go to itdoesmysoulwell.com, and there you'll find videos, also recordings of this program, a number of topics that we have covered over the past few months, including fly fishing and mountain biking and trail running, and the list goes on. Last week we had Jennifer Ely here, and she was talking about Camp Hope, which is a outdoor recreational camp for young people who have had some challenges in life. And I would encourage you to go to itdoesmysoulwell.com, and you can learn more about us and even listen to recordings of this program. You can also find us on Facebook, and if you'd like to get a hold of us, or if you are an outdoor enthusiast and you have some expertise in a particular area, we would love to bring you on the air and chit-chat with you a little bit. Well, Shasta Outdoors, we have some sponsors, and one of those sponsors is Caliber Office Furniture. And we'd like to thank Caliber Office Furniture. I've known the owner, Chris Cable, for over 20 years. I actually used to be in the office furniture business, and Chris and I worked together. And let me tell you, no one, absolutely no one in Northern California knows office furniture better than this man. He has an incredible selection of affordable, high-quality office furniture, along with an experienced staff of designers and installers. Now, if you're like me and you work from home, it can be a challenge to make do with the space you have available. Caliber Office Furniture makes it easy for you. All you have to do is go to caliberoffice.com. That's caliberoffice.com. Select Work from Home, and there you'll find a beautiful selection of desk, chairs, and accessories, and it's all on sale right now with free shipping directly to your home. Again, that's caliberoffice.com. Thank you, Chris Cable and Caliber Office Furniture, for sponsoring this program. Well, I can remember when I was young and my family used to go out on a houseboat. This was before we had moved in to Redding, California in the late 70s. And so, I don't know, mid-70s or so, coming to Lake Shasta, going out on the houseboat. And I specifically remember visiting Lake Shasta Caverns. And there were two things I remember distinctly. One, a very winding, narrow road in a bus going uphill to a cavern entrance. And two, walking into an amazing cavern for the first time and being utterly fascinated with the idea of being underground. Well, tonight we have a guy who spends quite a bit of time at Lake Shasta Caverns and also explores all kinds of caves and all kinds of places. His name is Dave Munt. Dave, welcome to Shasta Outdoors.
Tim, it's great to be here with you.
Well, Dave, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. Wife, children, how long have you lived in this area?
Sure, Tim. Well, my mom and dad owned a resort on the lake, Antlers in Lakehead, so I've been around for a long time. But then in 1978, moved to Portland, Oregon, and lived there for almost half my life. But then I realized my heart never left the lake.
Right.
So I talked to my wife and said, honey, I want to go home. And she's amazing, Tim.
Right.
If she was in the studio with us, you would just be overwhelmed by her grace and beauty.
Yes.
And she said, sure.
Awesome.
So we came home 12 years ago, and I've worked at the caverns for 11 years now.
Wow. So you've been there for 11 years. And I happen to know your wife, and I agree.
That's right.
I agree with your assessment there.
Oh, thank you.
And so, that's amazing. So you have been then at Lake Shasta Caverns for, you said, 11 years.
That's
correct. And what brought you there? I mean, were you actually seeking out a job at that particular place?
Not particularly at the caverns, at the lake itself.
Okay.
And so I was looking into several of the marinas, and then a friend of mine from high school said, you should talk to our general manager, Matt Doyle. And I went in to talk to Matt, and then immediately I thought working at the caverns would be such an amazing adventure.
Right.
And 11 years later, I still say that every day is an amazing adventure.
Awesome. Tell us a little bit about your duties there.
Tim, I'm the cave boss.
Okay.
Or cave tour manager.
Okay. I like cave boss.
I mean, how many people get to say that on their resume?
That the sounds boss. Macho, you know, cave boss.
But, let's see. So as the, cave manager, mm-hmm. what I do is I just make sure the tours are running on time. I help train new tour guides, boat captains, bus drivers, anything to facilitate a smooth running tour. And I have to tell you, Tim, we have the best tour guides and I have the best staff mm-hmm. in the nation when it comes to caves.
Right.
I have to say I'm so proud of them because one of the greatest compliments that we get is when I overhear one of our guests say to one of my tour guides, "Where did you get your degree in geology?" Mm-hmm. Or "Where did you learn about the history?"
Right.
That just fills my heart
right.
because that means we're doing a great job.
Right. You're giving wonderful information to people. Yeah. And so tell us a little bit, because I think the tour, if you will, there at Lake Shasta Caverns is unique for several reasons. And so can you share with us what can people expect when they show up there to go visit Lake Shasta Caverns, you know, from beginning to end?
Sure. You forgot one thing, Tim.
Okay. What's
at the
that?
Very beginning.
What's that?
A boat ride.
Right.
We're the only show cave in the United States, so you have to take a boat to get to the bus ride you did mention to get to the
right.
cave itself.
Yes.
So that's why we call it three adventures in one, a boat ride, a bus ride, and then the cave.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that you said also really struck home with me when you said you went into the caverns and it was just amazing. It was
yes.
awesome. One of the things I hear often is, "This is just like Disneyland." No. Disneyland is like our cave.
Right. Yeah, exactly. They're trying to duplicate and or replicate what you can find in the caverns themselves. And now I will say, when I was younger, there was a dock on the other side at that time, back in the 70s, and you could pull up there and then get on the bus from that point.
And it's still there today.
Oh, okay.
We have what we call a courtesy dock. So if you have a small boat, a ski boat or a patio mm-hmm. boat, you can dock at our dock. And that way you have access to the bus right there. You can pay our boat captain with cash or call our gift store with a credit card and you're ready to go on a tour right from that point. That means you don't have to go across the lake and
right.
then come back across on our boat
the
and
lake.
Then go back across to your boat. So it's really easy for you. We have places on the shoreline where you can tie up your houseboat
mm-hmm.
and stake it up and then just walk across a boater's trail right to our bus depot and you're all set to go.
Yeah. And that's nice because so many people are going to be out there on the lake. Do you expect more visitors this year because of the lake level?
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
I know that when I've talked with some of the resorts and those that are renting houseboats, just 2 months ago, they said the phones were ringing off the hook. You know, it was all they could do to get all those reservations in. So I imagine the lake's going to be busy and hopefully Lake Shasta Caverns is going to be really busy this year. And that's just good for the area. Well, Dave, can you tell us a little bit about the history of Lake Shasta Caverns?
Sure, be glad to. So in 1874, an exploring party set out from the fish hatchery of Baird. The hatchery of Baird today is about opposite from Holiday Harbor, roughly. Mm. There's a big, big gray bear spot on the side of the mountain that extends down toward the lake.
Okay.
Very visible.
Right.
Most people will know immediately what I'm talking about on the McLeod Arm
yes.
of Lake Shasta. And they climbed up the mountain. Their express purpose was to find a cave.
Oh, really?
And they discovered the cave.
Awesome.
But we tell our guests that we have good news for them because in 1874, they only found what we call the top half of the cave. And more cave was discovered in 1959 when it was being constructed for tours.
Oh, interesting.
And so if our radio listeners have ever heard of Thompson's Water Seal,
yes.
The Thompson brothers that invented that product, when they were constructing the cave for tours, they found additional rooms that were not known to exist. And that doubled the size of our tours.
Wow.
So we get to see today more of the cave than they found in 1874.
Wow. So when did the tours actually begin?
The first tour is May of 1964.
Okay. And, you know, what's amazing to me is when you go into Lake Shasta Caverns, and it's been some years since I've been there, and I was telling my wife, we need to get out there and
you
visit
do.
It because she's never been there before.
Oh, Tim, and, come see Lake, come see Cave Dave, okay?
Yeah, I will. I'm going to come see the cave
okay.
boss.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to come see the cave boss. But what's interesting to me is all of the, you know, like the steps that are going through there, and I thought, how much work took place to get that, you know, that path so that visitors can come through there. That had to have been a lot of work to get all of that done.
It took about 5 years to put all that infrastructure in place mm-hmm. to facilitate a safe and comfortable and well-lit tour.
Right. And so, Dave, my question, though, because I've been there before, and you see sometimes, oh, it looks like there's a cave going down this way, or there's another passage going down that way. Are you able to explore other areas of that cave that the tourist might not see?
I'll say yes and no, Tim, and that's a great question. We get that all the time.
Right.
Of course, there are places that you could go, what I'll say, off trail, mm-hmm. but we have opened up everything that is important and of great visual value as well to our guests. So you're not missing much. A lot of people will think, where's the secret rooms?
Right.
Where's the
yes.
good stuff?
Mm-hmm.
You are seeing it. All the good stuff is there. If there was something that was amazing that we knew about, of course we consider opening it up. But you got it all.
Right. And so what are the hours for Lake Shasta Caverns?
Right now we're on our summer schedule, so the first tour is at 9 a.m. and mm-hmm. the last tour is at 4 p.m., and they run every half hour.
Right, right. And so, and that's 7 days a week? Or?
That is correct.
Okay, 7 days a week, starting at 9 a.m., and the last one is when?
The last tour is at 4 p.m.
At 4 p.m. Okay, awesome. Hey, welcome to the studio. Diane Morgan just came zipping in here. How you doing, Diane?
Oh, I'm doing great. Running a little late, but I'm here.
Oh, we've been having fun talking with Dave Munt, and we've been talking a little bit about Lake Shasta Caverns. And I mentioned when we were kids on the houseboat going to Lake Shasta Caverns. Do you remember that?
Oh, I do. I remember the very small, small little places that you could climb through. And, oh,
right.
It was pretty fantastic.
Yeah. And so, anyway, we'll get to you, Diane, after I give you your scolding on the break that will be coming up here in a little bit. But, and so Lake Shasta Caverns, Dave, you're the cave boss there. There's also like some gift shops and things there, right? Or am I right with that?
That is absolutely correct. And I should qualify, cave boss is kind of a fun little term, but we have a management staff.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously,
mm-hmm.
that is fantastic, too. So
right.
there's a big support system. And we do have a gift shop, and we have all kinds of nice things for sale. We have a little snack bar. We also have an operations department that keeps the place running. And if you haven't been there in a long time, Tim and Diane, too.
Hi. Yes. Hello. Hello.
We have beautiful grounds with a picnic area. We have a play area for kids. We have what we call a gemstone sluice. They can buy bags of dirt. We call it selling dirt. But inside that dirt, it's loaded with nice little treasures that they
nice.
Can take home and pretend they're miners. So
right.
It's not just a gift store.
Right.
Nice.
And then I want to ask you, now, is
sure.
Lake Shasta Caverns its own company entity?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, we're a family-owned tour company.
Okay, awesome. And so I imagine there had to be some sort of special permitting, like the property for Shasta, Lake Shasta Caverns, who owns that?
So the cave itself is on private land.
Okay.
Owned by the company.
Okay.
Now the gift store is on Forest Service land, so we have permit for that.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, we are talking with Dave Munt, and we're getting ready to take a break here. Diane, how is the traffic? I mean, you know, this terrible, terrible Reading traffic.
Well, what I don't want, Tim, is I don't want to go on break right now, because as soon as we go on break, I'm going to get this scolding
yeah,
of a lifetime.
Right.
And, you know, but the traffic was horrendous. So, you know, needless to say, I am here though. So,
yeah, you
know,
are
there
here.
Should be applause.
Yeah.
There
yes. we go.
Thank
there
you.
Go.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All of yeah. our audience.
All right. Well, we are going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Dave Munt about his actual caving, exploring other caves. That's going to be fun.
Nice, nice.
You're okay, listening great. To Shasta Outdoors.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town. Working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads. Here to get you back out on the road.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. He was black like his jacket.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I am the late, but here now, Diane Morgan.
And we've been talking with Dave Munt, but before we get back to him, we have a couple other things we want to do. Liam, what's the weather going to be like this weekend?
Well, we're going to be 96 and sunny tomorrow and 101 and sunny on Sunday.
Ooh, so it's warming up. Triple
it
digits.
Is. It
but,
is.
But Monday night, we have a 20% chance of showers.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing to me, this late spring showers that we've been getting this year.
And there's a chance of showers that continues through next Thursday.
I like the showers.
From Monday.
Do you?
I do. I like the showers because it kind of gives you a break from that hot heat, you know. It's,
right.
I don't know. It's kind of nice, but it does get a little muggy.
Yeah, I don't mind it as long as I'm inside and not having to be
I like
out
walking
in
the rain. It's like, hey, what about the outdoors, Tim? Come on now.
That's good. I'm glad that you like to get out there.
It's brushing off on me.
Yep. Diane, we've got a sponsor.
We do.
Why don't you let our audience know about them?
We do, Tim. Shasta Outdoors would like to thank our wonderful sponsor, Professional Exterminators. Professional Exterminators has been around for 15 years, and they are definitely aptly named Professional Exterminators because they are the true professionals who will take care of anything from ants to skunks and everything in between. And Professional Exterminators is locally owned and operated by Dave and Madonna Silva, who are amazing people. And no matter what your need is, creature-wise, call them and they will give you a zero obligation free estimate, which not many things are free these days. So if something's bugging you, give them a call at 530-338-2822. That's Professional Exterminators. 338-2822.
All right. Thank
you
so much.
I have skunks, by the way. I have skunks.
You have skunks? Well, you need to give them a call.
I am going to give them a call, but someone told me a skunk is kind of like a pet, can be a pet. And I just,
No. I don't think you want a skunk as a pet.
They're supposed to be like kind though. And it's like, right. I don't care. I'm not touching them. So I'm going to call them.
No. I remember years ago when we went up to, Burney Falls and we were camping there and we had a motorhome. Mom and Dad had a motorhome, but I always wanted to sleep outside on like a cot or something. And so I was sleeping outside and I had a flashlight. And so I'm sleeping there and I had the flashlight and I saw these eyes. And so I had some, breakfast rolls with me that I took to bed with me. So I started breaking those off and throwing them out there. And as they got closer, there were five or six skunks that were coming up and eating what I was tossing out to them. And I said, Mom, Dad, come out here. I was so excited. I was probably 10 years old. Come out here.
Puppies.
And they came out and saw the skunks and they got onto me because was throwing these breakfast roll pieces at them and they were eating them up.
Well, you want them to come towards you, not away from you.
Right.
As soon as they turn around, that's when you're in trouble.
Yeah. I think they were enjoying. Well, Diane,
okay, good.
We have Dave Munt here.
So excited.
And he is a caver and we've talked with him about Lake Shasta Caverns, but he does a whole lot more than just Lake Shasta Caverns. He gets out there and explores caves. And so, Dave, how did you get into caving?
Yeah, I'm still fixed on that picture of you throwing food at skunks. I have to tear myself away from that, Tim.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I will say, though, Liam gave us the weather report, and caves are a nice place to cool off.
Yes, I remember that.
When Liam was talking about that hot weather coming. By the way, next week is National Cave Week, starting Monday.
Oh, perfect
and
timing.
What better way to celebrate that?
Absolutely.
Than come see us at the caverns.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I agree.
Yeah, back to your question, Tim. So I think it was the fourth or fifth week after I started working at the caverns. Being a nerd, I like Excel spreadsheets.
Mm-hmm.
And PowerPoint and Word and
absolutely
stuff like that. So my very first day after giving my very first tour, I came home and started an Excel spreadsheet. And I plugged in the numbers of how many people had taken my tour.
Mm.
And the next day.
Right.
And the next day.
Oh, nice.
Oh, and I totaled those cells, and I was so excited. And I think at the end of the month or within 6 weeks, it was easily over 1,000 people.
Wow.
So finally, I gave it up. But I realized these are all people that love caves.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And I started seeing the cave through their eyes.
Mm.
And I got more and more interested, and my interest continued. And then one day I met some nice folks who I now consider my mentors in caving, and they're the ones that took me to what I call a wild cave. And the difference between a wild cave and a show cave is this. A show cave, I think I briefly mentioned, is equipped for safety and comfort.
Right.
With nice groomed paths, handrails, lights, to be able to show off a cave.
That's my cave. Yeah.
That's your kind of cave,
yeah,
Diane?
That's my kind of cave right there.
Okay. A wild cave is basically just a cave.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'll never forget when I went to one of my first wild caves, and it was huge. It was amazing, and it was very difficult to get to. And because of that, we spent as much time as we could in the cave. We were in it for 5 hours with 2 10-minute breaks to maximize our time.
Right.
And my ankles were sore the next day.
Mm.
And it really surprised me. I realized after working at Shasta Caverns for so long, all I do is walk on nice concrete paths all day in this cave.
Mm-hmm.
But I see the same things that I saw in this wild cave.
Interesting.
But in this wild cave, it was just big rocks that climbed over.
Had you just discovered this cave? I mean, it had been in existence for a while, but of course it has.
Yeah. For a long time, Diane.
It formed the week before.
It was just yesterday, and we found this hole.
I'm here to ask important questions.
Exactly.
Glad we showed up.
I often think of, you know, there's a book of poetry we call the Psalms. And one of those Psalms, I think it's 19, says, "The heavens declare the glory of God." And every time I go underground, I think, yeah, this does too.
Absolutely.
Right, right. That's amazing. Do you have, Dave, a best guess estimate of how many caves there are to explore in Shasta County and the surrounding areas? Any idea?
Oh, sure. There's 7,310.
That's a pretty specific. No,
wow. Estimate. Wow. And a half?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to find that half one.
Wow.
No, Tim, I just totally made that.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking, whoa.
Let me say, that there are a lot. New caves are continually being found.
Mm-hmm.
Because of these mountain ranges, the nature of limestone, we're at the very southern end of the Klamath Mountain Range,
right,
is that it's porous.
Mm, okay.
And so that porosity allows caves to be developed. Mm. So over thousands and thousands of years, many, many caves have been developing in these mountain ranges. And the lava tubes also to the north of us, the lava tube caves are also very, very, very numerous. So I don't think by any exaggeration there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
I
guess. Not exaggerating on that.
Right, right.
To explore.
The right. Hot lava, of course, is going to develop those so easily.
Yeah, so there are, and you mentioned wild caves, but different caves form in various ways. Can you talk mm-hmm. about that a little bit?
Yeah.
Well, sure. So we have in the limestone two main methods of how they're formed. One is from below, and one is from above.
Mm-hmm.
So from above, if you were to open a can of soda pop, you'd hear that.
Mm-hmm.
That's that carbonation. It's the carbonic acid, and that's why we say Coke's carbonated.
Right.
And that carbonic mm-hmm. acid helps dissolve the limestone. We call it dissolution.
Mm.
And that dissolving effect makes holes in the limestone that become giant rooms in the cave over time.
Wow. Mm.
So many caves in the McLeod limestone, we call it, are formed in that way.
Right.
Some caves, like Lake Shasta Caverns, are formed from below. So we have, I like to think of it like science fiction because it sounds so cool, a magma pulse from the bottom of the ocean floor carried hot, acidic water, and it started dissolving the limestone from below.
Wow.
And creating the holes that become the giant rooms in caves over time. So we have from below and from above, but the formations in the cave are all made the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But we have the hollowing out and the filling in. Diane, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Oh, I'm to be picked on all this whole time. I'm to be
picked
on.
That's because you were late.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. I'm ready for my punishment. Go for it.
All right. Have you ever had a cavity?
Oh, my Lord, yes. I think I have one now.
So a cave is basically a cavity. It's a hollowing out in your tooth.
Right.
Nice analogy. And that makes more sense to me.
So, Dave, one of my questions is, how do you keep from getting lost in a cave?
Well, we always carry light, of course,
mm-hmm.
and we always make sure that we are tracking where we are. A rope is a good way to leave a rope trail behind you.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a cave once where it was very handy to do that because the entrance wasn't difficult to find your way back, but it wasn't intuitive, too.
Right.
And usually when you go in a cave, you mark your trail so that there's indicators of where you are. And you have to go slowly. So it's not like you're just running through these mazes, but you're working your way very, very slow.
Right. And what's the longest time you've spent in a cave?
5 hours.
5 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's quite a bit of time underground. Now, some people, and even myself, I've watched some videos of people caving, and they're squeezing through these small mm-hmm. spots,
mm-hmm.
and just watching that makes me claustrophobic, you know? And so what's that like? I know they're going through that because there's probably something really cool on the other side.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so, you know, I think we all have our phobias. Like, Tim, if you wanted me to come over and help you replace some shingles on your roof, I'd be terrified.
Right, right.
I mean, even right now, the palms of my hands are starting to sweat just thinking about that.
Oh, we're going
to
get along.
Yeah.
I'm afraid.
But I'm pretty good with small holes. It's, I guess we all have our phobias, but I can go through little holes pretty easily.
Right.
Well, I should say it this way. Sometimes someone has to push me through a little hole, but.
Well, it seemed little, like a little hole when I was young. I'm sure that hole is no longer available to me.
Right. And so, hey, we've got to take a break here, Dave. And man, this is, the time is zipping right on by. But we are talking with Dave Munt. He is a caver, and you are listening to Shasta Outdoors.
I get around, yeah, get around, round, round. I get around, I get around.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 16th Annual Taste of Reading 2023, Sunday, June 11th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, the Stonehearts, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Mark McCabe and the Ghost Highways. Enjoy fun with the whole family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family. So come on down to the 16th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 11th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find a complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.com.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 37 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Diane Morgan.
And tonight we are talking with Dave Munt. He is a caver. And we're trying to get as much in as we possibly can. The time is going by rather quickly.
I know.
But one of the things, Dave, I wanted to ask you about, because I was at a Chamber of Commerce meeting on Thursday morning. I was sitting next to someone, and I was telling her about the program and that I was going to have you on here. And she said, oh, spelunking. And so what's the difference between spelunking and caving?
That's a question we get all the time, Tim. And it's a great question. So the term spelunking comes from a word that means all the formations in a cave, which is called speleothem. So a spelunker is someone that studies speleothem, and they spelunk to go under the ground. Caver is a lot easier just to say. But it's kind of funny because in the community of caving, there's some people that think spelunking is kind of pejorative. And sometimes you'll see a bumper sticker or a t-shirt that says "Cavers Rescue Spelunkers."
Oh, so I love it.
If someone comes to me and starts talking about caving and they say, oh yeah, I'm a spelunker too, it's kind of like in my mind I go, But if we're talking about caving and they say, oh yeah, I'm a caver, it's like, yeah, cool, man.
Right.
But
right.
You know what? To me, it doesn't matter that much because we both love caves.
That's right. I think I'm a splunker. I'm a splunker.
Oh, come on, Diane.
Come on.
I'm going to take you caving.
Yeah, we got to be. Hey, Dave, what's the scariest thing that's ever happened to you in a cave? Any close calls?
Well, it's kind of scary and funny too. So going down into a cave, we have something going for us, and it's called gravity.
Mm-hmm.
And coming out of a cave, you're fighting gravity.
Right.
And so I wouldn't say it was really scary, but there was a cave I was in one time, and going down, there were several what we call crawls. And a crawl, of course, like we talked about, is a really tight spot. You just really have to get skinny and wiggle, wiggle, wiggle to get through that crawl. Well, I had gravity on my side, and I just hunched my little skinny shoulders and just wiggled right in and kept going down this hole to the next crawl. And well, on the way back out, because I was using my hands to try to, like, swim to get through the hole, I had gravity against me. Plus, I had to use my shoulders to push my hands. And so all of a sudden, the hole was a lot more difficult. And there was no footholds. And so my feet were dangling in the air, nothing to brace my feet against. And my friend behind me was pushing on my feet, but there was nothing to push his feet against. Right. And we kind of started laughing. Of course, we knew we'd get out. Right. It wasn't like we were in imminent danger. But it was just kind of one of those real awkward situations.
Right. What are we going to do?
This is funny, not funny. Dave, you're a jerk. But fortunately, my friend had a lot of grace.
Oh, thank goodness.
And here I am tonight.
Right. That's right.
You made it out, obviously. And so, Dave, if someone in this area, if they wanted to get started in caving, they were interested in it, wanted to get a little more serious about it, how would they get started?
Oh, Tim, that's a great question. Thank you for asking, because we have what we call the Shasta Area Grotto, or SAG, and every community or locality, I guess, usually has a grotto.
Okay.
And so we invite people to get involved with our grotto. And we have a page on Facebook, Shasta Area Grotto. And that's a perfect way to get started. We publish our events. We publish our meetings. You can go on that site and say, mention my name, say something like, Cave Dave, I heard you on the radio. Someone will get back to you and we'll talk to you.
Nice.
Also, we have a website, caves.org, and it has a drop-down list of grottos all across the United States. So if we have a listener that happens to be in Arkansas.
Right. And we do, as
right
a matter
now.
Of fact.
Wow.
Good for you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
Jimmy, I'm glad you're listening in Arkansas tonight. Yeah, you can find a grotto in your state and your locality.
Right. So, what can you tell us about bats in caves?
Bats in caves. So in our particular cave, we have little brown bats, and they're about the size of a flying mouse. And I love bats. I call them flying sky puppies. A baby bat is called a pup.
Mm-hmm.
And all the babies are being born about right now.
Oh, interesting.
And so, if we find a wild cave that has bats in it, we are extremely, extremely cautious and careful and may not even go into the cave.
What size are the babies?
Oh.
I mean, they're really tiny?
Yeah.
How many do they have? You know, pups?
A mama bat has one pup per year.
Okay.
So they don't have a big litter like a doggy or a kitty.
Right.
Okay.
They just have one pup.
Oh, yeah, quite interesting. Do you come across any other kind of wildlife in the caves?
Well,
lions and tigers and bears. Oh,
and
my.
Bigfoot and zombies. Sure. Every cave has an ecosystem, of course. So there's insects. There's other kinds of animals that will visit the cave, sometimes sleep in the cave.
Hibernate? I don't know.
We hope we don't find a bear.
Okay,
in the cave.
Yes.
Yeah. But, there's an ecosystem in the cave.
Yeah, sure.
Right, sure.
So, and we just have a couple more minutes here, Dave, but, tell us about the safety equipment, safety tips, you know, what should a person be wearing, having with them when they go into a cave?
Yeah, great idea. So we have what we like to call the rule of three. And the rule of three filters down into two main sets. the first and foremost is you never go caving with less than three people. So, for example, Tim, it's you, me, and Diane.
Right.
So we would be fine because, Tim, if you and I got hurt, I could stay with you, for example, and Diane could go for help.
Right.
I like
if
that.
If it's just you and me.
I don't like the idea
like
of
go for help and leaving you.
Yeah. Let's go. Diane is hurt, and I go for help.
All I know is you're going first
because she might get heavy traffic going through Redding.
Let's see. I think we have. I think we have siblings.
Wrong.
Here, right?
Yes, yes, we do.
But the other thing is, of course, three sources of light.
Mm-hmm.
So you always have a backup.
Sure.
For each person, three sources of light.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, are there any special permits required to go caving?
If you're on Forest Service land, the best thing to do, again, is to go through your local grotto.
Okay.
Because those are people that are known and trusted by the Forest Service.
Ah, awesome. Awesome. Yeah, that's really cool. So what's the biggest mistake you see people making when they go caving?
Not planning and something like not telling people that you're going mm-hmm. or where you're going or what time you'll be back. So, for example, one time my wife, Sherry, was really worried about me, and it was because I was out of the cave on time, and I was heading home at the time I told her I'd be coming home, but I didn't have cell service, and I didn't think about that.
Right.
So there was about, I guess it was about an hour, maybe an hour and a half, when there was no ability to communicate, although my time schedule was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So be aware of things like that.
Right.
Bring water to drink, food to eat. If you're in a cave for 5 hours, you may need a snack. You know your body. I don't know your body. So I know what I would need to bring. But you have to know what you need. Think of a cave as a long hike underground.
Right.
And treat it like that.
Treat it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
amazing.
True.
Well, Dave, thank you so much for being on
tonight. Oh, my pleasure.
I know we could probably, I only went through maybe half of the questions that I had for you, and I know there's a lot more that we could talk about. But
that's two shows in a row that we should get to have a part two.
I know. We might have to switch this to a 2-hour program.
I love it.
But so, Diane, what are your outdoor plans for this weekend?
Well, I'm going to tell you, Dave, although I've been very inspired, I'm not going to be caving. my biggest concern is that the help would not come in time or very quickly because everyone knows I'm late to everything, so help wouldn't even be called for at least 10 hours.
She's just on Diane time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But anyways, you know what? I'm kind of going with the flow this weekend, too.
Okay. Nice.
So, you know, if I've made plans with somebody, they better remind me now because I've already forgotten. So,
Sure. Well, tomorrow, Fanny and I, we're going to go out on Lake Shasta up the McLeod Arm. We're going to actually go to Deckus Rock Campground. We're going to launch our kayaks and we're going to do some fishing and I'm going to do a fishing video. I haven't done
one of those for
our YouTube channel. And so I've been wanting to for some time. And so we're going to go out there bright and early. And,
hey, did you win today?
No, did not win the team challenge. Yeah, I won if they were measuring for the amount of fun that somebody had, I won.
That's right. Yeah. That's all that matters.
Yeah. And Diane, next week we have Kyle Dahl. He's scheduled. He's a forager. And he literally can walk around the countryside out in the woods in the North State and point out everything that is edible. And so.
Can I be late to that one? No, I'm just kidding. I'm excited about that. Because,
it's going to be interesting. I'm going to ask him
to bring some. Can you try it? You're going to try it first.
I'm going to ask him if he can bring us some samples. There's some things that he makes, like with mushrooms, like a tea that he makes. And so, we can sip and taste.
That's awesome.
And hopefully we're still alive.
I remember eating at the bottom of cattails.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, listener, thank you for tuning in to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Diane Morgan.
We challenge you to get out there and enjoy God's wonderful creation. We promise it will do your soul well.
Fast on a rough road, riding high through the mountains, climbing, twisting, turning.
my home.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.